Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the prophetic.
Take me to the King. I don't have much to bring. My heart is torn in pieces. It's my offering. Take me to the King.
Truth is, I'm tired. Options are few. I'm trying to pray, but where are you? I'm all churched out, hurt and abused. I can't say what's left to do.
Come on.
Truth is, I'm weak. No strength to fight, no tears to cry, even if I try, but still my soul refuses to die.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
We coming to the King this morning, empty of ourselves to be filled with more of him, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to the King this morning. We come to the King this morning, empty, hallelujah, filled with more of him. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. This is the day the Lord has made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, we come to bless your name today. Father, your word says, if you be lifted up, you will draw all men unto you, Father. And we come to lift you up this morning and praise you for your drawing power, your wonder-working power, moving in this hour. May you be continuously glorified. Oh, we come to say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father God. Oh, you're the reason for this season that we live and have our being, and we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name. You are the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. You are a bright morning star in a dark situation. Oh, we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name this morning, Father God. We thank you, Lord God, that we was able to wake up, look up, and get up. Your grace, your mercy. Oh, we say thank you, Father. Oh, even in the midst of bereavement, you're still awesome, amazing, wonderful, beautiful, and blameless. We say thank you. I lift up my niece's speeches to you, Father God. I thank you that you're her comforter right now in the loss of her son, Father God. I thank you for saturating and drenching her right now in the name of you with your peace in the midst of this storm, Father. And I say thank you. Oh, I come to bless your name today, Father God. I thank you that you're placing the right people in her path, Father God, that will encourage her and build her up in you, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, lift up the Glenn family to you, Father God. It's the loss of his wife and their mother this day, Lord God. We ask you to comfort them that only you can do, Father God. Begin to mend their broken hearts, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus, and we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Oh, we just plead the blood over the atmosphere today because we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities and high places. Oh, we come to bless your name today. We come with humble hearts and stretched out arms and welcome you in our services on today, all over the world today. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. And we just say thank you, Father. We just give you the praise. We give you the glory. Because, Father, we're nothing without you. Absolutely nothing. We could do nothing without you. And we just come to give you the praise. We give you the glory. We welcome you in all the services, Lord God. From the front door to the back door to the pulpit today, Father God. Rule and reign in our services on today, Father God. Give us a fresh word from heaven today, Father God. From our man of God today, Father. We ask you to continuously pour back into LaRon Matthews as he pour out to your people near and far, Father God. Pour your strength into him, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. That no weapon formed against him shall prosper. Every tongue rise up against him shall be condemned. Oh, we come to bless your name, Father. We thank you for keeping your arms around the whole entire Matthew family, from mom, dad, from the oldest to the youngest, and all in between, and the seeds to come. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. Oh, we just bless your name today, Father. We say thank you, Father God. We bind up the enemy's hands right now for ruling, running through the nations today, Father God. Bind them up in the name of Jesus and send them to the dry place. We won't send it back to the sender because the sender can send it back. So we want it to go to the dry place today, Father God, where it can't keep rising up today, Father God. And we say thank you. Stop by all hospitals on today, Father God. Go from room to room, floor to floor right now in the name of Jesus. Stop by the intensive care unit, Father God, and create miracle signs and wonders, Lord God. Someone in intensive care need a touch from you today, God. And we say thank you. Someone in the emergency rooms on the day need a touch from you, Father. And we say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. We thank you that you're a lung specialist, Father God. For Sister Jackie's brother that's laying in the hospital with a lung transplant, Father God. We ask you to cover that young man right now with the blood. Restore, repair, redeem right now that only you can do, Father God. And place the right person in his path that will encourage him in you, Lord God. In the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we just come to bless your name today, Father God. We lift up all the homeless all over the world to you today, Father God. Touch the hearts of your people that can do more for your people, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus. We lift up Washington, D.C. to you today, Father God. Continue to rule and reign in Washington, D.C. today, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, Biden and Harris and their families, Father God, cover them with the blood. And we say thank you. We lift up all the firefighters and their families to you today, Father God. Protect and keep them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus. The ambulance drivers and their families, Father God, cover them with the blood. Keep them in your keeping care, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We lift up all the doctors and the nurses, Lord God, the x-ray technicians, Lord God. We lift them all up to you today, Father God. Cover them and their entire family today, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we truly give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. We just say thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for your love. Because we come to the King this morning, the King of kings and the Lord of lords, empty of ourselves. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You're the reason for this season that we live and have our being. We say thank you. He did it on Calvary for each and every one of us, and we say thank you. We will stay focused on the problem solver, not the problem. We'll stay focused on the problem solver, not the situation. Because your words say we will have trials and tribulations. Oh, what the good news is. Hallelujah. Bringing us out. You're bringing us out with our head up and our hands up. Your word also say we'll go through the water. We will not drown. We'll go through the fire. And we will not burn. You're bringing us out with our heads up and our hands up. And we say thank you. That's the good news. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. We're going to be that tree planted by the river of the water. We shall not be moved by no circumstances or situations. We're going to stay focused on the problem solved. And we say thank you. So we just welcome you in every service is on today, Father God. Near and far, Father God. In the mighty name of Jesus, rule and reign over the earth today, God. We bind up every spirit in the atmosphere that's not of the Holy Spirit. And we welcome the Holy Spirit to rule and reign in the atmosphere. Drive out anything in the atmosphere that's not of you to the dry place. It's in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise. We give you the glory. We curse cancer at the root. At the root in the name of Jesus. We send cancer to the dry place. In the mighty name of Jesus. We send lupus to the dry place. In the mighty name of Jesus, and release the healing power of God over the roads with lupus and cancer, God. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father God. Oh, we just say hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. You're the potter, we're your clay. Continue to mold us, Lord. Continue to mold us and strengthen us and build us up in you, because we're nothing without you. Absolutely nothing. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory, Father God. We lift up all our children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren out for the holiday, Father God. We ask you to cover them, Lord God. Keep them safe from all harm and danger. Keep them from the pedophiles, Father God. In the name of Jesus. We ask you to cover Chicago with the blood. They robbing people in the laundromat. They robbing them, jumping out their cars, robbing people, Lord God, right here in Chicago, God. I'm asking you to cover Chicago with the blood. In the name of Jesus. From the south side, west side, east side, north side, suburban areas of Chicago, God. And we truly give you the praise. We give you the glory. Expose and reveal, pull the covers back off of every murderer right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, we give you the praise, we give you the glory. Father, we thank you that didn't no fires break out, didn't no thieves break in on us last night. We say thank you. Oh, we come to bless your name today, Father. Because it's all about you, not about me. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. But continue to fill me with your spirit. Continue to fill me to speak what you tell me to speak. And I say thank you. We lift up Rita and her entire family to you, Father God. Father God, we ask you to cover her whole entire family from the oldest to the youngest and all in between and her seeds to come as well, Father. We lift up baby Michael to you today, Father God. Continue to heal his and strengthen his little body, Father God. in the mighty name of Jesus. Let his parents be testimonies how you brought their baby out. Because your words will come out of blood of the Lamb, the word of our testimony. Let them be testimonies how you brought their baby out, God. Even at St. Jude Hospital, Lord God. Let those parents be testimonies as well, how you heal and deliver and set their babies free from cancer. Oh, we give you the praise. We give you the glory, Father God. And we just say thank you. Thank you for being our dad. Thank you for loving us when we sometimes didn't love ourselves. Oh, we just ask you to have your way today. Traveling grace and mercy for all your sons and daughters all over the world today. As they are blessed going out, they're blessed coming in, they're the head and not the tail. They're above and not beneath. They're more than conquerors because of the great I am that I am. Whatever we need you for, you're right there. You're Johnny on the spot, and we say thank you. Oh, we bless your name today, Father. We will say hallelujah, Lord. Have your way this awesome Sunday morning, Father God. Rule and reign in the services on today, Father God. Supply all the needs in the service that need it, Lord God. For you get all the glory, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, we lift up every intercessor and their families, Father God. We lift them all up to you today, Father God, all over the world, Father God, as intercessors, Lord God. Intercede on the behalf of your people, Father. Continuously pour back into them as they pour out to you, Lord God, all over the world. Have your way today, Lord God. Have your way. Your will be done, not my will, but your will. Not my way, but your will. Have your way today. I lift up Elder Hunter, Father God, and his entire family to you, Father God. Continue to pour your strength in Elder Hunter, Father God. Continue to build his body up, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And send help to Restoration Foundation, Father God, that can help the prophet, that can help the elder and the deacon, Father God. Send help in the mighty name of Jesus. And we give you the praise, we give you the glory. We coming to the King this morning. Hallelujah. We coming to the King, empty of ourselves to be filled with more of the King. Hallelujah to the Lamb of God. So have your way today, Lord. Heal and deliver and set free today, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, I pray. Thank God, and hallelujah to the Lamb of God. In Jesus' precious, wonderful name, I pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory. Glory. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you that your peace is ruling and reigning in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, because you have given us everything that is needed, oh, Father God, here upon earth to fight this battle, oh, Father God, and the battle that we are fighting, oh, Father God, mentally, physically, and spiritually, oh, Father God. Thank you that you have given us your word, oh, Father God. Your word has built a foundation, oh, Father God, that we stand upon up in our hearts and in our mind, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for covering our soul, oh, Father God, our mind and our will and our emotion during this dispensation season and time where we won't be tossed to and fro, oh, Father God, by the emotional things, oh, Father God, that we may feel and by the will, oh, Father God, that we have been attached to in the past, oh, Father God, and that our mind will be stayed upon you, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, keep things intact, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your hedge of protection, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for covering us and keeping us, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, because the enemy was not able, oh, Father God, to attack Job, oh, Father God, until you removed the hedge of protection from around him. Oh, but we thank you even now, oh, Father God, in this dispensation season and time, oh, Father God, that you are placing a hedge of protection around your people, oh, Father God, from keeping us, oh, Father God, from the wiles and wiles of the enemy in this dispensation season and time. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you have given us your armor, oh, Father God, that we are able to stand, oh, Father God, against the assaults of the devil, oh, Father God, because we know, oh, Father God, that we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the worldly governor, against the princes of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness, which are in high places, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, you say, oh, Father God, up in your word, up in the Geneva Bible, that it specifically says, oh, Father God, that those who are in power, the governors, oh, Father God, they are of our enemy and is not of you. Oh, but we we decree and declare, oh Father God, that your spirit is going throughout the land, oh Father God, and touching that part within them that is of you, oh Father God, that has not been taken over, oh Father God, by the enemy, oh Father God, and that's keeping them in a certain mindset, oh Father God, and having them to make choices, oh Father God, that's not for the greater good. Oh, we thank you for your spirit going throughout the land, oh Father God, tearing down, destroying those things, oh Father God, in the atmosphere, in the world, oh Father God, that is not of you, oh Father God. Oh, we thank you that you are awesome in all your ways, oh Father God. Oh, Father God, this is the day, oh Father God, we know in every day that we wake up to see that this is the day that you have made. Oh, Father God, and we wake up rejoicing in it, and we are glad, oh, Father God, knowing, oh, Father God, that you are in control, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for placing within our mind, oh, Father God, to take every opportunity that you have given us and every situation, oh, Father God, that we may see ourselves in to call upon you, oh, Father God, in the name of Yahshua HaMashiach, for help, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for even opening up our minds, oh, Father God, awakening America, oh, Father God, and waking up the people, oh, Father God, from all seven continents, oh, Father God, from the lies and the deception that has been put upon many people, oh, Father God, like we've been put up in a spell or we've been put up in a deep trance. Oh, Father God, but we thank you for your deliverance in this hour, in this dispensation season and time, oh, Father God, that is quickly approaching us, oh, Father God, and is knocking at the door. Oh, Father God, but in your word, Father God, you say for us to ask, seek, and knock, oh, Father God, and we are knocking and we are asking, oh, Father God, that those things that is needed, oh, Father God, for us to understand that you reveal those things to us, oh, Father God, so that we may lift those things up in prayer before your throne, oh, Father God, because all you need, oh, Father God, is someone to open up their mouth, oh, Father God, and you release your wanted ministering angels to go up in that area and to destroy those things, oh, Father God, that is not of you. Oh, we thank you for giving us that ability, oh, Father God. Oh, you say one could chase 1,000 and two could chase 10, oh, Father God. We thank you for the multitude of believers and prayer warriors, oh, Father God, eyes that you have opened, oh, Father God, the spiritual attorneys, oh, Father God, that you have placed within the spiritual realm to destroy those things of darkness, oh, Father God, that has encamped itself around the people for many years, oh, Father God, during this time, oh, Father God. Or we have transitioned to another equinox, oh, Father God, which has became, oh, Father God, one of the shortest days of the year. Oh, but in you, oh, Father God, there's no time in our space, oh, Father God, that separate us only up in the dimension that they have created. But in you, oh, Father God, we are free to roam, oh, Father God. And you have, we thank you for calling us to be ambassadors, oh, Father God, to go throughout the land, oh, Father God, with our two-edged sword, oh, Father God, destroying and annihilating those things that is not of you. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, that you have given us, oh, Father God, those things, oh, Father God, that is pulling us, oh, Father God, from out of the deception, oh, Father God. Oh, you have given us, oh, Father God, the ability, oh, Father God, for the divine invasion, oh, Father God, to expose and remove, oh, Father God, those things, oh, Father God, that is through prayer, oh, Father God, that is involved in corruption and destruction, the principles, oh, Father God, that you have placed up in our lives, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you are covering us, oh, Father God, for those individuals, oh, Father God, that may be in certain positions, oh, Father God, that may be exposed to more things that we are exposed to. So we thank you, oh, Father God, for covering them, oh, Father God, and keeping them, oh, Father God, from the physical stress as well as the mental stress, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for the body of Christ, oh, Father God. Oh, especially those that hold a seat or position, oh, Father God, in the political government, and again, in the military, and again, the law enforcement, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, that we are able to see those things and to destroy those things that is not of you, even in the media, the music, the website, the voting, the medical cooperation, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for exposing the hands of the enemy, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for giving us the ability to understand, oh, Father God, those things that have been are kept away from us, oh, Father God, mentally and spiritually and educational in the past, oh, Father God. But you are bringing those things forefront, oh, Father God, even now, oh, Father God, to our understanding, oh, Father God, so that we may move and have our being in you and where you would get the glory, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you, oh, Father God, and that you are quickly moving, oh, Father God, in this area. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, for your angels, oh, Father God, that is being sent out throughout the land, oh, Father God, that they are at their post, oh, Father God, able and ready, oh, Father God, to do those things that you have commanded them to do, and even working in agreement with the prayers, oh, Father God, of your saints, oh, Father God, that is man prayer. Because all you need is for someone to open up their mouth in a certain area because they understand their revelation, oh, Father God, that you have given them. Oh, Father God, it is time that you come forth, oh, Father God, into demonic spirits that have taken over human bodies to promote their evil agenda against the pure and the righteousness of God here upon earth, come out and be rooted out and be annihilated and destroyed in the lives of your people, oh, Father God. I decree protection and favor, oh, Father God, over the your people, oh, Father God, here upon earth, oh, Father God, even those ones that are in positions of authority, oh, Father God. I ask in the spiritual realm, oh, Father God, that you protect their family and staff, oh, Father God. Even the ones, oh, Father God, that carry your spirit, oh, Father God, and know how to make right choices, oh, Father God, in the security and in the military, oh, Father God, or even in the different trades, oh, Father God, and positions of authority, oh, Father God, that your people may have, oh, Father God. Oh, I thank you, oh, Father God, for awakening that spark within them, oh, Father God, that has been placed in each and every one of us, oh, Father God, once you allowed us to have the better life, oh, Father God, and experience life here upon earth through the things that we go through, oh, Father God. But it's ultimately giving you the glory and the honor and the praise, oh, Father God, because you allowed all things, oh, Father God, to come to pass, oh, Father God, the way that you know them to come to pass, because our ways are not your ways, our thoughts are not your thoughts. But we thank you, oh, Father God, that you have shared some of that understanding with us, oh, Father God. Oh, you are awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you and magnify you, oh, Father God, because you are that El Shaddai, Lord God Almighty, you, El Elyon, the Most High, oh, Father God. Oh, you are awesome in all your ways, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, and praise you, oh, Father God. Oh, because there's no one like you, oh, Father God. Oh, and we thank you, oh, Father God, again, oh, Father God, for removing, oh, Father God, infirmities, oh, Father God, that may try to put and divert some of us, oh, Father God, from really focusing, oh, Father God, on those things that we need to focus on. And we thank you for the helping us, oh, Father God, defeat, oh, Father God, the enemy internally, oh, Father God, for that old internal battle, oh, Father God, so that we can project those things outwardly, oh, Father God, that is not impaired, oh, Father God, by the enemy, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you for removing the infirmities from out of our life, from rising up within us, oh, Father God, to cause a certain type of disability, cause impairment, oh, Father God, to cause mental illness or speech impediment, Father God, the enemy messing with our thorax and that energy center, Father, that you, Father God, has given us the ability to speak, oh, Father God, and those words that we speak, oh, Father God, that is attached to your word, oh, Father God, will not return back void, oh, Father God, without a heart. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you and magnify you and all that you're doing. Oh, again, we thank you for your head, your protection that's around your people, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for peace ruling and reigning in this time of our life, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for health, physical health, as well as mental health, oh, Father God. Thank you again, oh, Father God, for positioning your people, oh, Father God, all around the world, oh, Father God. To do bidding, oh, Father God, for you, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you, oh, Father God, that you have given us the ability to open up our mouths, oh, Father God, upon things that you have divinely inspired us to open up our mouths, our mouth against, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you for deliverance, oh, Father God. Oh, again, from the spirit of infirmity, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you, oh, Father God. in this dispensation season of our, in this time of our life, oh, Father God. Oh, and let this be, oh, not just for this time, but it be a decree forever and ever, as long as you have us here, oh, Father God, upon the earth, experiencing those things that you allowed us to experience here upon it, because you are in control of everything. Even, Father God, you even sent a deceiving spirit to the prophets of Moab, oh, Father God, so they can believe what they wanted to believe because it fitted for what they wanted to believe, oh, Father God. Oh, but we thank you, oh, Father God, for you giving us discernment, oh, Father God, a heightened awareness, oh, Father God, a heightened understanding, oh, Father God, that our mind is heavenly bound, oh, Father God, or once it hits the ear gate and the eye gate, oh Father God, and you have, and we thank you for giving us the ability to see, to destroy those things, oh Father God, with the opening up of our mouth, oh Father God. Even in your word, you even tell us, oh Father God, to catch every thought captive, oh Father God, or even in my non-verbalness, oh Father God, you have given us the ability, oh Father God, to think, oh Father God, upon things, oh Father God, oh Father God, and to see those things, oh Father God, being destroyed, oh Father God, without even in that arena of life and that dimension, oh Father God, to the storm, oh Father God, within the spiritual realm, oh Father God, by our thoughts, oh Father God, because again, you have told us in your word to catch every thought captive, oh Father God, so in that dimension and realm that you have given us in our lives of understanding, oh Father God, oh Father God, let the battle be won up in the mind, oh Father God, and when it speaks through the mouth, oh Father God, we know it also that it is already done. Oh, hallelujah, glory to your mighty name, oh, Father God. Oh, Father God, we thank you and honor you and glorify you and we magnify you and all that you're doing in this dispensation season and time. Oh, we thank you for your armor, again, being placed upon us in the physical realm, oh, Father God, as well as the spiritual realm. And when we apply it to us in the physical realm is our thoughts, oh, Father God. Oh, we thank you and honor you and glorify you. And finally, my brothers and sisters in Yahshua HaMashiach, name, whatever things are true, whatever things are honest, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of a good report, if there be any virtue and they are, and if there be any praise, think on these things. Shalom.
heart that forgives, a heart full of love, one with compassion just like yours above, one that overcomes evil, goodness and love, like it never happened, never holding a grudge. Want a heart that forgives, lives and lets live, one that keeps loving over and over again, one that men can offend because your word is thin, one that loves without price like you, Lord Jesus Christ. Want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. Want a love like you, be like you, just like you did. Want a heart that forgives. Want a heart that forgives when the ones that are closest, that I've known the longest, hurt me the most. Still wanna love them just like you love me, even though I'm hurting. I want a heart that forgives when the pain is so deep, it's so hard to speak about it to anyone, just like your son. I give up my right to hold hatred inside. I want a heart that loves everybody, even my enemies. I want a love like you, be like you, just like you did. I want to walk like you, talk like you, just like you did. I want to be like you, live like you, just like you. Cause a heart that forgives is a heart that will live totally free from the pain of the past. And the heart that lets go is a heart that will know so much freedom. Lord, I wanna let it go.
Hey, hallelujah.
God, I need Lord, it's been holding me back, and I don't want it no more. I don't know exactly what to do to get rid of it, but here I am, Lord Jesus, here I am, oh, here I am, Lord Jesus, oh, Lord, I need you, I need you, I know. Talking to, this is me, this is me, this is me, Lord, this is me. Lord, I let it go. Every person that's ever hurt me, God, I let it go. Every single hurt, God, I let it go. Every single pain, God, I let it go. Lord, you can have it. Lord, you can have it. Lord, you can have it. You can have it now. You can have it now. I don't want it.
God bless you and top of the day to each and every one of you all. And I welcome you personally to another encounter teaching where the word of the Lord comes alive, prophetic experience teaching, where the word of the Lord comes alive. I am yours truly, prophet and teacher, Lorraine Matthew. And I want to welcome those of you who are joining us from different parts of the world. We welcome you on today. Thank you for joining us and connecting with us and being part of what the Lord is doing on this day. And certainly, we honor the Lord for all that he's doing for us and allowing us to see and experience on this time. It's so much that is happening globally and around the world. There's so many things that are trying to stop what God wants to reveal to us, you and many of you who are following us and partnering with us. We thanking God for you on today, you and you, and those that are connecting and reconnecting with us, and those that are becoming part of what God is doing in this timing, in the timing that we're in. And certainly we thank God for his plan for our life. And those of you who are following us on today, even with the technical difficulties and the glitches that are being made and the things that are happening, we are giving God the praise for all that he's doing for us, and he's allowing us to connect to. How many know that we're on to something really powerful, something really great is unveiling right around us, and the timetable is right for those things to be revealed. Those of you who are prepared to watch us on the live, once again, there's technical difficulties on our Facebook Live that are out of my control. It seems like every time I'm trying to connect to it, it's not letting me on. So we know what that's all about, because we were blessed last night with a word from the Lord. So we know that the spirit of the enemy doesn't want us to connect with the platform for which he has for us on today. So those of you who are trying to join us right now and come on, we're being challenged, but you know we're not going to let that stop us from what God wants to say. I shared some very important information, and I stated some very powerful things on yesterday. And we know that when God is up to something in a powerful way, there's going to always be forces that are against us and forces that will try to stop us from releasing the oil of his word for his people and for those that are following us. We've been dealing with turmoil at the turning point. We've been sharing and speaking prophetically and projecting some things that are going on right now. These are not tomorrow. These are the right now. We're in the right now timetable of the timing of the Lord. This is the dispensation for which the Lord has caused us to be able to share share the word with so many people who are in need of the word from the Lord right now. So we thanking God for what he's doing and what he's releasing and what he's giving us for the lives of his people. And so we thank God for you, and you on today. And I don't take it lightly when I do share his word with God's people. These are very critical times that we're in, and everything that we're sharing is very pivotal for the life of those who are following us and those who are connecting with us. It's very important. What God is revealing to us as we share his word. So we thank God for you. Thank you, intercessors and prayer warriors, ministry, gift, kingdom leaders. I bless the Lord for you on today and honor God for your post position on today. Like I said, these are pivotal times when you're dealing with times like these. You have to deal with the forces that come with these elements, And the enemy is not happy about being exposed and being revealed in these timings. So I just thank God that when you're on to his plan and strategy, you know God is up to something great for many of us who are connected to the Word of God. In this hour, season, and time. So I thank God for allowing us to be able to, as we call, reveal his secrets unto his servant and allow the people to really tap into the what's going on around the world and what's going on as it relates to the end time, these are the end times. And the end times that we are in are connected to the intel of God. End times are connected to the intel. When you're dealing with end time, you're connected with what we call intel. End time brings you to understand the intel of God and the things of God and the timing of God for his people. And so anytime you connected to the intel, then you know things that others have are clueless to. He's revealing to us the things that are literally clueless to mankind, the world, and to the people around the world. So God is good, phenomenal at what he's doing. I really need to jump on our Facebook, those who have followed me on blog side, those who have continued to follow us here. We appreciate you. Thank God for you as well, for your position in play, your position in where you are at as well today. This is so important for you as well to maintain your position right now, because there's so much God is doing and so many things God is revealing to you as well while you're following us and connecting with us at this this time, season, and hour that we're in. So I just bless the Lord for Administrator Brian. We were talking this morning, and our blog site has been so interrupted. We couldn't get on. We were having a hard time getting on the last 4 or 5 days and trying to bring the people on, trying to connect. Thank you once again, Intercessors and Prayer Warriors. Now we're having problems on our Facebook Live. How many know that frequencies are so important to us? Timing of God, frequency of God, releasing the information is so important for many of us. And the forces of the enemy does not want us to connect with the technology for which God had mandated for our lives and the lives of his people. That's why he fights so fiercely to try to stop us from sharing and stopping us from. He's trying his best to either hinder, foil, or try to stop the process. But only thing he can do is delay. He can't deny us. He can only delay certain things. And through that media, he can delay certain things, but the rest cannot be denied what's going on here. So, all right. So those of you who are joining us now, we bless the Lord for you and you who are connecting with us at this time. Thank you for joining us. A little of the timetable that we're in. We've been dealing with strongholds and connections. So those of you who are joining us on Facebook and all the other platforms, please share with others that they may be blessed. Blog side, we bless the Lord for you and you all today. Certainly we thank God for your partnership. Please forgive us. The social media platform, we've been having so many glitches, so many interruptions. so many things. Our timetable had to change because of tremendous interruption. So it had nothing to do with me. It had something to do with the system that had been in place. And we have been dealing with tremendous demonic principalities and power and forces. But if you, while you're coming on in, please share with others that they may be blessed. We thank you for our partners and covenant partners, virtual members, those who are connecting with us now. We bless the Lord for you, you and you on today. We thank God for those who were on our blog site, still on there following us. We bless the Lord for you as well, too. For your portion and your part with connecting with us as well. And I'm telling you, the enemy, when I say principalities and powers and forces that have been against us, it's a battle. It's really a battle connecting. So today we had some problem. We were scheduled for 7:30. It had nothing to do with us. It had something to do with technology, interference, and so many other things that were in the way. So thank you for joining us, those who are joining us now and connecting with us now. This is going to be a powerful word from the Lord that God has given me for you all. This is actually part 6 of the series called Turmoil at the Turning Point. Many of you who were following us on yesterday and now on today, this, I won't call this a continuum, but what I will say, it's a very powerful word from the Lord for you, you, and you, and those who are following us. So you want to share today with those so that they can be blessed with the word from the Lord, as well as you all who have been connected with us so far. If you're first time, please let us know. If you have not followed us, please follow us. Hit follow on my page. You can go to Restoration Foundation Prophetic International Ministry page and follow us over there as well. If you have not received a notification of us coming on, whether blog site or the conference line, please do so. Hit follow there. You can go to Ryan Matthews Ministry page and hit like there and follow us as we minister the word of the Lord God. We do 2 services on Sunday morning. We do the 7:30 here, then we do the 11 o'clock at our local church in the city of Harvey, Illinois, 231 East 146th Street. And second Sunday, we're in San Antonio, Texas. So we'd love to see you in one of our location, Restoration Destiny Center, San Antonio, Texas. If you're in that area, connect with us. Be part of what God is doing. We'd love to see you. Part of what God is doing there and connecting with us around the world globally. We have a conference live. We'd love you to join us on our conference live Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, first and third Friday, first and third Saturday at 5 a.m. Central Time, 6 a.m. Eastern Time, and 3 a.m. in the West Coast. So many people that are watching us and being blessed. Wednesday, noonday prayer. That's 12 noon in the Central, 1 p.m. Eastern, and 10 a.m. in the West Coast. Now, we have been sharing globally what's going on. Now, what we're dealing with right now, as I shared with many of the people last night, in part 5, actually, we will talk about that, part 5, we will share with many of you turmoil at the turning point, things that are happening globally around the world as it relates to leadership, as it relates to especially the religious world. The religious world is in a tremendous, this is actually part 6, the religious world is in tremendous battles right now. It's the timetable, it's the event. Now, I'm going to go over to the Word of God. You have to follow me today. And what I'm going to share with you is going to be very important to our message today. God bless you, people of God. God bless you, people of God. Yesterday we did something. We blessed so many people on yesterday night as well. We not only ministered the word of God, but we sowed seeds into the lives of so many people yesterday. Now, for many of you who was expecting the 7:30 today, We didn't get on at 7:30 today because it had nothing to do with us. It had something to do with technology on both sides. So those who were listening to us on Blog Talk Radio, there was interference from the antennas. Those who are following us here, there was interference on both ends. So how many know that we're on to something? And anytime you're on to something, there's something that's being revealed and shaken. Frequency is very important to me as a prophet. It's critical to me because sound, rhythm, frequency, rounds, gigabytes, gigahertz are all important to my frequency or my body frequency because I attach myself to realms and dimensions. So when I come down from that spiritual dimension, I have to come from the place called eternity to a place called insanity because coming back down to the earth and humanity, you deal with so many things that are insane in the world, and that's making adjustments to the world and teaching so many people the prophetic things or the mystery. So let's move into the word of the Lord God. I want to deal with Luke. Luke is actually New Testament or what I call gospel. I consider Matthew, Mark, and Luke not necessarily New Testament. Anything after the book of Acts, what we call actions, are considered New Testament. Anything you deal with Matthew, Mark, and Luke are considered still Old Testament because what Jesus does after the 39 books, and we're actually talking about 66 books of the Bible given by what we call translation. And translation, the changing of the Word of God from 1604 to 1611, King James authorized a new translation. The Gregorian calendar in 1582 authorized the calendar, Gregorian calendar change from the Julian calendar. And so we're dealing with translation, transition, and information that's been transported from many areas. And so as I go to the mountain today, I want you to really understand my message today in specific detail because between December the 15th and the 25th, which will be tomorrow, many of you are going to totally understand exactly the detail of what I've been sharing and been speaking over the last year, several years, month. So it's a critical time period for you to be able to be postured ready. People have to be postured ready. And that doesn't mean your body, it means your mind, because dealing with cerebellum and cerebellum is a place called the posture. You have to, your mind has to be geared towards the presence of what will bring you into oneness or unanimity with God's plan or the universe. Now, the Gregorian calendar was all based upon the equinox of the universe. And so to identify that, they change it to translation of biblical phenomena as well as earthly reality. So in the Word of God, when you read the Word of God in these 66 books, whether it was translated from hieroglyphics, translated from Arabic, Hebrew, German, Greek, Latin, and now what you call the English version of a colonial version, there's been a mini translation. So today I'm going to bring some clear-cut understanding of where we are. Now, those of you who followed us last night understood what I shared last night. Get ready for the turmoil at the turning point, the blackmailing systems. Most of the things that you're watching right now in the world were all set up by blackmail, secret society, setting people up. And so we're watching leaders who have been set up. Now, I'm going to give you a perfect example of something you will watch and you will see. I don't deal with this as it relates to former colleagues or colleagues. But if you ever notice how Judas set Jesus up or Yeshua, he set him up in the Garden of Gethsemane, the Garden of Gethsemane. Judas went to Jesus' enemy, or Judas went to the enemy, And he made an offer. Listen to this, people, God. He made an offer. If I give you him, he said they gave him 30 pieces of silver. Now look at the word number 30. If I give you him, then they will give him 30 pieces of silver. The Sanhedrin priests, they offer him up. Now, the secret was, listen to this. The secret was when he kissed him, that was the sign. Now watch this. Think of what happened. Now I want everybody, this is a wake-up call for many people who understand secrets and know the effect of secrets. Because what I'm going to share with you from the book of 2 Kings 7:1, I'm going to show you the details of how the prophet positioned the people to be blessed by this time tomorrow. And if you follow what I'm sharing with you today, you're going to see by this time tomorrow, things will be totally different between the 15th and the 25th. All of you have experienced major chaos in one way or another between December 15th and now. If you have not, you're in a fantasy world or you're an illusion. If you have not encountered anything, so you're in a fantasy world or illusion, or you just stayed in your house, locked in your house, and you didn't come out. You stayed in a little corner. You turned your TV off. You was not doing anyone. No one knocked on your door. No one bothered you. But if you have faced something, then you understand the spiritual dimension for which we're going to be sharing today. Now, look at the scenario, because I looked at all the social media talk about Bishop T.D. Jakes and how he was at the party. But I want you to watch at the party, when he was at that party by P. Diddy, I want you to understand, look at the symbol and look at what happened. Look at what happened. Look at the symbol. If you go back and look at it, it's all encrypted. It was all in an encrypted code. See, you have to understand how the enemy will blackmail you. This is a system of blackmail. And the enemy will have you in their camp for the longest until he needs to blackmail you. Now, look at this. You have to understand the symbol he used. The symbol he used. And once he used the symbol, what did he do? He laid on his chest. Watch that. Now, y'all watch the symbol. All of these are symbols. So I want people to understand, when the enemy blackmail you, he's after you. And you have to understand that there are people in your life that you may think they're connected to you, but they're not. And especially believers who will impact millions of people's lives. Demonic spirits do not want you to connect. And once you connect, you have to remember, if you don't have old friends, when you get to the top, don't try to get new friends. Because new friends just want in on your secrets. Your old friends always kept you secrets because they were there from the beginning. Stay with me here. Let's move into the word of the Lord God from Luke chapter 1. Our scripture is going to come from 2 Kings chapter number 7, verse number 1. And you see how everything went through a transition, and all of a sudden, out of nowhere, all of this stuff is coming out on the man of God. Please, don't think for one time what you're watching. Do I condone anything? Absolutely not. But when I reveal to you the secrets, absolutely I will. Because, see, demon spirits, you have to understand, a demon doesn't care about who he gets. A demon cares about who he destroys. Once again, a demon don't care about who he gets. A demon is concerned about who he destroys. At the highest level of the height of the world, notice now, T.D. Jakes is known to the world as the next great Billy Graham. They said it in Time magazine. So think about that. The Pope is the highest ranking leader in what we call the Christian church or the Catholic church. Now look at these two high ranking individuals at the turning point in the middle of turmoil in the earth realm. Two people, one of Latin persuasion, one of black persuasion, all critical in the earth realm, a transition of power in the land. Critical people, all dealing with the same demonic principality on each side. And you have to see the timetable for which things are done. Now listen to this. If you read the word of God from Zechariah, and this is Zechariah 1 in verses, I'm going to go to the verse number 10 or 16, I mean, Luke chapter 1, verse number 16. And many of the children of Israel shall he turn to the Lord their God. Now listen to this. And he shall go before him in the spirit and power of Elijah, to turn the hearts of the fathers to the children and the disobedient to the wisdom of the just, to make ready a people prepared for the Lord. Now this is considered gospel. Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John are considered gospel. It's synoptic, common view of Yeshua, life, death, burial, resurrection, and actually power, life, death, burial, resurrection. Now, many theologians and scholars, as it relates to university or theologians, understand Jesus' life, death, burial, and resurrection. I take it to the next level of power, life, death, burial, resurrection, and actually power. You cannot have a resurrection if you don't experience persecution, because persecution, understand how you can resurrect from an issue. So life, death, burial, and resurrection. But power, you must have power to be able to move through all of those things, whether it's dunamis or exousia. That's authoritative, authorized. Now let's go over to the book of 2 Kings. Today's message is this is going to bless you. Today's message is get ready for the turmoil at the turning point about this time tomorrow. It's about this time tomorrow. About this time tomorrow. About this time tomorrow. Then Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. Now the word hear has ear in it. Hear, H-E-A-R. The word in here is ear. And Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. And thus says the Lord. Now stay with me. Excuse me. Tomorrow, about this time, shall a measure of fine flour be sold for a shekel. 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria. Then a lord on whom the hand the king leans on answered the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would make windows in heaven, might this thing be? And he said, behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof. Listen to this. The revelation is, the prophetic significance is, the prophet says to the lower lord, because you got to look at the Lord, the lower lords, because there were lords who work with kings. And these lords were critical for relationship or bringing information to the king. So he says this to the lower lord. He said, then the Lord, whom the hand the king leans on, who the king leans on for information, for data, to be able to move, to be able to change, to be able to hear, he says to the man of God and said, behold, if the Lord would, he never said would, make windows in heaven, might this thing be. You have to be careful in this hour who you lean on when the prophetic word comes. Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord, and thus says the Lord. Tomorrow, Notice now, Elijah did not give a specific time. He gave detail of the specific place. He didn't say time. He said place. He said, about this time tomorrow shall a shackle of flour be sold in the gate. The power of the prophetic is to be able to understand spiritual dimension and measure it by the spiritual dimension of sound frequency, so that when God speaks to you, he speaks to you from a frequency, but he never gives demons the exact timing, because Kairos overrules the schedule. Demons schedule things. God reveals them from a secret. That's why many people are set up, because it's scheduled. And what you're watching is what's been scheduled. And so the enemy can blackmail you and trap you with his schedule. Can I talk to somebody today? See, you have to understand the signs of things. Many believers go over the signs of God, because flesh is ruled by dirt. The spirit is ruled by internal or eternal presence. And so many people do not understand about this time tomorrow, there will be a move in the land that will be global around the world. And everything that you see is all about the sun goddess or ancient deities that have mastered the plan for years and centuries. The Gregorian calendar was set up by the equinox of the universe, and they're trying to determine this timetable and dispensation of all things. So what you're about to see and experience prophetically in the land is the totality of the breaking down. That's why you're watching what's going on in Vatican City and what's being transpired in Black America. Everything is hit. It's a wall that collided, and we're colliding now. So we're on our way to a cataclysmic showdown. That's why in certain regions, you once when you saw major temperature, it's changing. Where snow is, it's not snowing anymore. Where summer is, it's not summer no more. There is a cataclysmic move in the melanated nature of creation. And so what you're watching, and you're watching a design in the whole entire earth realm. Everything is literally utter confusion. No one knows which direction to go in. And so prophetic people and prophets in the land, some of you did not sleep at night. Your early morning is your sleep time. Your patterns have changed in events of timetable. And that's why demonic spirits do not understand the location, frequency of the power of God. Listen to this. Elijah said, hear ye the word of the Lord. And thus says the Lord, tomorrow about this time, notice he said about this time, shall a measure of what fine flour be sold for a shekel, and two measures for a barley for a shekel. In what? The gate of Samaria. He took over jurisdiction of a frequency in the city of Samaria. He took over. Now here's what's powerful. This is going to bless many of you. Verse number 4. Now listen to this. And there were 4 leprous men at the entering of the gate. Notice. They were not in the gate. They were at the entrance. Now, here's the gate. Look at this. Follow this pin. See this? The gate. Elijah says to the Lord that were in the jurisdiction, about this time tomorrow, will a shekel of flour be sold here and 2 shekels of barley? There was a famine in Samaria. On the outside of Samaria, they were blocked in by the enemy. There were leprous people at the entrance of the gate. They cannot come into the gate. If they came into the gate, they would have to say unclean, unclean. Leprosy was known as people who were not, or what we call AIDS today, leprous people. They were at the entrance of the gate. They stood at the entrance. So at the entrance of the gate, they were able to hear the frequency. Listen to this, the frequency. The entrance, the jurisdiction. Listen how the power of God. So the leprous people were at the entering of the gate, and they said one to another, why we sit here? We would die if we sit here at the entrance. Listen to this. If we say we will enter into the city, then the famine is in the city, if we shall die there. So they were going to die in the famine. And if we sit here, guess what? We die also here. Now, therefore, come, let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we shall but die. Now, listen to this. And they rose up in the twilight. The twilight is when light and darkness meet up, but they don't match up. In the twilight of the morning, when the sun comes up, the lightness go down. They meet up, but they don't match up. Light, darkness, they meet up, but they don't match up. You are a light in the darkness. So hear this, at the twilight, when the sun starts coming up, the darkness starts disappearing. The sun comes up, the darkness starts disappearing. Here's what he said. And they rose in the twilight and go into the camp of the Syrians. Listen to this. And when they come to the uttermost part of the camp of the Syrians, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear the noise. Listen to this. The noise of chariots, the noise of horses, and even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, these are the enemy, the Syrians. Lo, the king of Israel has hired against us the king of the Hittites, the king of the Egyptians, to come upon us. Wherefore they rose and fled for their life. Or therefore they rose and fled in the twilight and left their tents and their horses and their asses and even the cap as it was, and fled for their life. Now listen to this. This is going to bless some of you all today to understand that. And when the lepers came to the uttermost part of the camp, they went into tents and did eat and drink and carried them silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it and came again and entered in another tent and carried them and also went in and hid it. Then they said one to another, we do good today. We do good, what? Today, this day, a good tidings, and we hold our peace. If we tarry till the morning, some mischief will come upon them. Now, therefore, come, let us go and tell the king's household. So they came. Now, listen to this. Here's what God did. Here's what the Holy Spirit did. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise. The prophet spoke into the jurisdiction the measure of fine flour will be sold for a shekel and 2 measures of barley for a shekel. He said, about this time tomorrow, God took the frequency of his prophet and created a noise in the enemy camp. The noise in the enemy camp was created and caused them to hear the sound of what? They heard the sound of what? Israel, the king of Israel. They heard the sound of the king of the Hittites and the Egyptian that would come upon them. Therefore, they flowed what they do. They ran in the twilight when the light and darkness meet up but don't match up. God has created a sound in the earth realm right now where utter confusion is hitting the camp of our enemies around the world. Every leader around the world are confused. Every attack of demonic principalities are confused. About this time tomorrow will a shekel of flour be sold. The sound and the frequency have been taken back. God is raising up men and women of God who understand the frequencies of eternity and the sound of humanity, the mysteries of the kingdom of God being revealed in the earth web. That's why you're watching all of these enemies going up against each other. People are selling each other down, blackmailing each other. They're being exposed. You're watching the highest level of demonic leadership making choices and decisions because they're being blackmailed. That spirit of blackmail is in the land. It's a tormenting spirit, and you're watching it. Look at what's going on around you. Half of the church world, people are confused. Pastors and leaders have to be very careful that they don't get confused by the confusion. You have to be careful that you're not confused by the confusion. I'm not scared of nobody. I had one of my own meetings where one of my leaders was trying to confuse me in a meeting. They were in the meeting trying to confuse me. I had to expose them in a meeting, and they may be listening today, and I ain't scared of nobody. Because I'm gonna wreck the kingdom of darkness. If you think you're going to wreck me, I'm going to wreck you first. Because you're not going to destroy the millions of lives that I'm impacting with your illusion and your delusion and your game. I'm a game changer and not a game player. Oh, y'all better clap your hands today. I'm bringing the word out today so people can understand what's going on in the world. You got to be able to not only discern, but you got to hear the secrets of God. The secrets of God releases the sacred things of the kingdom of God. You know the enemy is doing, he's deceptive. He's using everything, his arsenal, to try to change you in this time. He said, about this time tomorrow, he told the king, the Lord for which the king leans on, you have to be very careful who you lean on or who you have connected to you when frequencies is released with mystery. When the mysteries are released in the secrets, you have to be very careful who you lean on. That was a setup. You have to understand that was a setup. They set that man up. He was in the middle of a setup. Is it wrong? That ain't none of my business. But what were they doing? It's absolutely terrible. But the enemy will set you up. He will trap you, and then he will set you up. You ain't seen nothing yet what's getting ready to manifest in the earth realm. You ain't seen nothing yet. As a matter of fact, here's the powerful thing. The setup is coming from inside, not the outside. Most people who are exposed in any high level, it starts on the inside. Don't start on the outside. It is not your enemy. It's those who walk and seek sweet counsel. That's Psalm 55. It's those with your equal, your guide, who walk and seek sweet counsel. If it was your enemy, you could have escaped them. It was those that was right with you, who were connected with you, that turned on you. You're in a turmoil at the turning point. There are people who were never supposed to be in our life. There were people you were never supposed to sleep with. There were people you were never supposed to be connected to. There were people you were never supposed to gain money to. There were people you were never supposed to waste your time with. Most of us, we're in the middle of a timetable where things in our life, if we would have waited for God, we would have been connected to the ceremony of your destiny. If you would have waited for God, your whole entire life would have been upside down. Instead of crying in flesh, you would have been happy in your spirit realm. Because what the enemy is doing, this timetable which we're in, there is a major cataclysmic shift. Every human being in the entire earth realm, your destiny is at stake while you're handling damage on your back. You want me to say it again? Destiny is at stake while you're handling damage on your back. You didn't expect 5 years later that fool to be acting like that. You didn't expect 10 years later you to be going down the same road. You didn't expect 4 months later this thing to happen to you. You never expected it because you didn't see it. You heard it, but you weren't listening to it. When you saw it, you denied it. So now it happened. Now you're going crazy with it. So you got to just say, Lord, help me. Touch your lips and say, help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. Help us, Lord. I'm trying to get you to understand exactly what's going on in the timing that we're in. And the exact timetable we're in. He said, about this time tomorrow, God is creating sound in the camp of the enemy. And this is going to bless many of you right now. Many of you right now, I want you to understand this. What God is doing in verse number 4, and there were 4 leprous men at the entering of the gate. They said one to another, why sit here and die? Why do I sit here and I die in this place? If we say we will enter into the city, which was Samaria, there's a famine in the city, and we should die there. If we still stay here, let me put my professionals on. Here's what we said. Here's what we said. If we say we enter in the city, there's a famine there. If we should die there. If we sit here, we shall die also. Now, therefore, let us do what? Come and let us fall unto the host of the Syrians. And if they save us alive, we shall live. If they kill us, we should die. But they rose. Here is the leopards, people. They rose in the early morning, in the twilight, to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they came to the uttermost part of the camp, behold, there was no man there, for the Lord, Elohim, El, had made a host of the Syrians to hear a noise. There is a noise in the land of chariots, noise of horses, and even the great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king has hired what? Israel. Hired kings of Hittites and kings of the Egyptians to come upon us. Therefore, they arose and fled. Let me tell you something, men and women of God. If you never hear anything, write this down for your 2024. This is the year. This is the year of those who were disenfranchised. You're going to enter into 2024. This is the year of the disadvantaged, the leprous people, the ones who've been taken out, the ones who were not in, the ones who were not connected, the ones who were beat down, the ones who were going to be destroyed. This is the year you're going to enter into the year of many people who was not given an opportunity to be in. You will see many people who were left out will enter in. You're entering into one of the greatest dispensations in the Gregorian calendar. Know that. The Catholic Church knows that. The world knows that. Israel knows that. Every society knows that, except the disenfranchised people. They don't know that. In leadership, who were in key positions, who could help you get there, they know it as well, and there's a fall on its way. There's a rising and a fall of those people in this timetable that we're in. The window we're in the next, after this 26th day, you're going to see many of you who was never given an opportunity in this dispensation. You will be, this will be your opportunity year. Things you didn't never think were supposed to happen shall happen. Things you didn't know would be in your favor will. The leopard's man said, if we stay here, we die. If we go into the camp, that many people, I'm telling you, the turmoil of the religious world is so mixed up because of the illusion in the translation of what was given to them. You're walking in a time now where things are coming alive, and there are people in the high-ranking societies of the world recognize that these are people that are raising up, they're rising to the occasion, they're coming to the truth of what's going on in the equinox, the entire universe, from the ice cap, all seven continents, they're coming to prophetic alignment in the earth realm, and things are coming together. That's why they invested in transgender instead of you transcending in the present. Trans means an empty place. Transcend means it's been sent to you. They will understand what was coming to them so they were able to move at the frequency of the presence of God. Many churches are what they call institutions of higher religion. They don't have, there's a drought in those places. There's a drought in the land. That's why prophetic presence is being raised up. The most scary thing is to be in a place where you're supposed to live and you die because the word is liquidated and the presence and the mysteries are being revealed. The mysteries transcend your mind and your thought, your intellect and your dialect to be able to understand the glory of God. What people call glory is a flashlight. What God called glory is pain being delivered with power and authority. You're not coming. Your pain ain't been delivered. People are making you more miserable in the state that they are. I'm trying to bring my people to understand your value of where I'm taking you. I'm changing the earth realm. You can't move in this stuff anymore. Some people, if you stay there, you'll die. Some of you are places you learned a religious system. Your systemic religion. It ain't systemic racism. Your systemic religion. You've been birthed into that. So you can't move out of the traps. And so God is calling. There's literally a global shift. The sound that once was never a sound anyway. It was a reptilian presence imitating. The sound now is a sound that will ignite a nation, reveal the secrets, return the people to its original place. Look at what he said. He said, about this time tomorrow, do you know right now all of the high-ranking, nine-ranking families of the world, they are in literally chaos. Who? I want everybody to listen to this thing. In what civilization will you let a leader sit in a position of leadership and he don't even have his mind? He even talking to people about revealing to them the codes of the United States. What civilization will let a leader who don't even have his mind be in power? Only in this world, only in this civilization. If that were you, we would have had a board meeting. You wouldn't even been in office. You have to understand what's going on in the world. You have to know exactly the details of what's happening. The spirit, and here's it, the great coming of the Lord, of the day of the Lord, is the spirit of Elijah, the power of his presence. What starts at the top, funnel down to the bottom. What starts at the top, funnel down to the bottom. You're watching what's at the top, funnel down to the bottom. It's at the top. Whatever's at the top must come down to the bottom. So what you're seeing is you're seeing a world dealing with mental distraught, mental health, mental issues. Battle fatigue, the mind. Do you know what dementia is? And this is no, don't take, in the medical term, is the innate ability to remember seconds or 15 seconds or the timetable. It's the chemical balance of the structural of the cerebellum and the cerebrum, the hemisphere of the brain, to remember detailed information, to house it in a natural conversation. If that is affected, then look at the world now. Many people cannot connect. So here's what he said. About this time tomorrow, will a shackle of flour be sold in the gate? The frequency hit those in the outer. Many of the people in the world, or many of us, who have been left out will be able to enter in, because God has set the tone of frequency. He did it in chapter number 11 of the book of Genesis. He came down and saw that the people were what? What have they been talking about? We're making a one world order. What it is, you hear about it. Everybody, all those presidents, one world order, one world order, one world order. How is it that you'll be able to do that when Yah has power? That is why this generation of children from 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, 2023, they have invested in doing everything they can to find those children. That's why they create abortion. They open up doors. All of this. Who in the world would start training children at that age to lose their identity? You follow what I'm saying? Because they know that the generation, the children born in this generation, as it was in Mosaic time, as it was in Yeshua time, they were looking for two children, 2 years and under. They understand that they are the course changers of the earth realm. If I would put it in this term, it's almost like this civilization is a goner. There's almost no hope for this civilization. So God has to raise up people who will be the hopeful in the next civilization. Because what you're doing and what we're seeing is the leadership of this time have no power of this time. And he says to them, about this time tomorrow, will a shackle of flour be sold in the gate and two shackles of barley? The timetable of this dispensation is the greatest time of all dispensation. That's why all 46 presidents of the USA are all encrypted in special codes as years in the timetable that they're in. And you're watching major events that are in existence. You're watching a meltdown, and you're seeing a time change before our eyes. Before this month ends, and usually after the 26th, because we already saw the setup. Now you're getting ready to see the cataclysmic part of 26 through the 31st, the cataclysmic part. The cataclysmic part is you're going to see devastation among leaders, and maybe even some will lose their mind. Maybe even some will commit suicide. Maybe you will see even some that will be the shadow of a great battle that's going on. So let me tell you something. If I can share things with many of you, right now is not the time for many of you to be worried about money. Listen to me, people of God. Money will never be an issue. for the kingdom of God in some of you today. The problem is ideas. If you have an idea, you get all the money in the world. The problem with most of religious system is they play on your corona. The corona is the crown that houses the atom, the neurons, the genes. It houses the genealogy. It houses the systems that carries the molecules, molecular system, to bring you to the pineal gland of everything. The wittiest time of this earth is right now. Everyone, if you study anything with science and understand technology and physics, the universe, the equinox of the universe is so balanced with human melanated creativity. That's why this dispensation has been so connected to trying to destroy the corona. They gave you in 1925 in Belgium the establishment of what we call the corona beer. Then they gave you the city of Corona, California. Then they slid behind the door and called it coronavirus. They called it the little gene that wraps around the brain and begins to cause this viral effect. In the 5G system, the magnetic forces, and they begin to release fear and chemicals in atmosphere to create an imbalance. Then they created a scientific research through a scientific study of how we can create artificial intelligence by creating a shot what will cause human life DNA to be matched, causing blood clots, issues in your heart, body compulsion. Study before you ever do anything. Research before you anything. And we sell this to you. We told you to mask up. We told you in 2020, stay 6 feet apart, 6 feet distant, 6 feet away, and then you'll end up 6 feet under. That's 6666. Now, 57, 20, 84, 5 and 7 is 12, 8 and 4 is 12. Then you get 12, 12. 12 and 12 is 24. The council of God's will, the council of Nicaea of 18 of 1562 established everything, and they understood the timetable. The council of God's will overruled the council of Catholicism in the ancient system. Nimrod, the ancient systems of Baal, all was solidified by the council. What you have under the 12 is you have 12 is you have 6666. The spiritual dimension of humanity. You have 6 feet apart, 6 feet distant, 6 feet away, 6 feet under. That was the plot. When you go in the store, what did you see? 6 feet away, 6 feet apart, 6 feet distant. Mask yourself. All of these things. Now you're watching in this dispensation at 12 on December 31st at 2023, what do you have? 1, 2, 3. That's 6. Then on the other side is 1, 2, 3. That's what? 6. 1, 2, 3. 1, 2, 3. Everything was set up. So you have 6, 6, all in sequential order because they understood that the plan is to change the trajectory of the plan of the equinox, the entire earth. It's not Ram. the round. You have an firmament. Waters from water. Separation from separation. The plan of God is strategic. He didn't change it because of what we do, what we say, or what we happen. It's to be knowledgeable of what's happening. The land is connected to the prophetic frequency. And everything that's happening is tribal. It's tribal. It's the tribe. It's the stone. It's the timetable. It's the entire dispensation. And in the civilizational covenant, you have to understand the end time. What I'm sharing with you is end time because I'm revealing to you intel. As I prophesy to the world, I'm revealing to the world the end time, and the peoples are receiving the intel. What you get in eschatology is you get end time information, end time religious information. I'm revealing to you end time religious data that have been shifted from the plan and the strategy of Elohim, so you can understand the God of this universe and the plan that they have strategically for the people. Many of us, we have to really understand. I am considered the end time prophet that releases the intel information. I'm releasing the situation room so you will understand what is befalling this generation and the people to come. Everything that is manifesting in the timetable. So all of the things that was set up that you're watching is all a setup. It was all set up. So leaders positioned themselves. They didn't know it was going to be a setup. You don't take an individual or a leader to the highest peak of success and then all of this happens. It's a setup. When the devil don't need you no more, the devil sets you up. You have to understand the urgency of what's going on, the urgency to pass mantles to family members, the urgency to step aside. All of these things are happening. See, demon spirits know the timetable. The window that they're in is very short. It's a short window. So don't be gunning for the millions. You already have them encrypted in you. The billion is encrypted in you. The trillion, that's paper. You're carrying the codes of the secret. And there are things that are going to manifest on your behalf in the timing that we're in. So Elijah said, about this time tomorrow, will a shackle of flour be sold and two shackles of barley? Had the Lord went to the king to let him know that the famine will be over tomorrow, he wouldn't have to worry about losing his life because of his disobedience. He lost his life because he didn't receive the word of the Lord. The power of the timing that we're in. Those who have been left out, the disenfranchised, this will be your time. This will be your hour. This will be your season. This will be your epic moment in the history of the timetable. They know it. That's why everything you're watching is manifesting itself around the world globally. You're watching a prophetic move in the land that's unstoppable. And so what you're seeing, hearing, and viewing, it can't be stopped now. And demon powers and those who serve these principalities and forces, they're following. Look at leaders now. Look at all of these leaders. Why all of a sudden they walk, breathe, and live the spiritual presence of the Lord? Now everybody is walking in these identity crises, or they're coming up and saying, the Lord has told them they can do this. The Lord has said you can be this. I have no indictment against these people putting earrings in their ear. If a man want to do that, fine. If he want to put one in his nose ring, that's fine. Those are ancient spirits anyway. Those are all symbols and signs. You wear your bracelet around your ankle. If you want to be in the prostitution ring, go for it too. You need to study those things as well. I'm not against anybody if you don't understand it. But if you go research it, then you'll understand where the delay is and where the encryptions are. These are people all of a sudden from out of nowhere, they're losing their identity. Why? Because they have made covenant with these spirits. And when a spirit make a covenant with you, then you open yourself up for the seed of ancient spirit and forces to have reckoning power over you and to do what it needs to do. The sound and the noise of God in the land is confusing many people. And some of you who hear a sound of God, you're questioning it because you used to hearing the sound of man. And the sound of man has solicited your ears for so long that it has caused the brain to move out of posture being ready. So God is saying it's time for the believers to walk, breathe the experience of the greater of him, the liberty of him. I'm not one that sits and talk and preach on clothes and garment and those things. But what I will say is be very careful what you allow to have access to your inner man in the presence of where you're going. These four leprous men were sitting at the entrance of the gate. The lower lord was supposed to report to the king of all that the prophet had said. The prophet tells him about this time tomorrow. Many people want to know details of the timing of something that will happen on tomorrow. It's called schedule. God has an appointed time for every schedule. Schedules were created by the Gregorian calendar. So that calendar was made so you can follow the schedule of the plan of the Catholic Church in details of the equinox. Follow me. When God created the schedule, he created the schedule from eternity. The schedule from eternity was designed for the body of humanity. So when God moved over man, he moved over the frequency of the encrypted codes that were in the I am that I am. Follow me, people of God, so you can understand this. That's why when many people connect, have you ever looked at a person and your synergy connect with them and you said something about this person? Listen to me, saints. It connect to you. And you, and that synergy, it can't leave you. Even when you leave and go home, you sit down like, man, something about that synergy, something about the person. You don't even know. It's like something was said that connected to your gene of the synergy of you. It connected. You can't, no matter where you go in the world, that synergy connects. It's something about that synergy of that person that's connected to my life in one way. I don't know how it is, but there's something connected. It's encrypted. It opens you up to something you never experienced. God knows what he's doing. As soon as destiny emerges, listen to this, as soon as destiny emerges with eternity, a sound that was once there, it will not be denied. There are many people that are around the world are connecting to the synergy of destiny now and the energy of timing. Everything is aligned to the spirit world. You're 1% flesh, 99.9% spirit. And something is creating a force in the universe that's connecting us outside of the Gregorian calendar, the event. You're scheduled because you said it's on the calendar when it's not. You are not part of a calendar. You're part of an appointed time. Everything God does is appointed. Your clock never woke you up. Your alarm clock never woke you up. Your alarm clock shifts the unconscious state of where you were at in the transition of the body. Your body, once you sleep, you move. That's a shell. The spirit realm is so great. And if many of you understood how to meditate on the word in you, you'll have power to transcend in the earth realm with authority. There's places that God is trying to take you to that is far greater than your local mindset and where you are at. This is a dispensation of time that the Father is trying to get his sons and daughters to understand sonship, the move, the timetable, and the hour for which you're in. Some of you, you're not by. You're literally behind timing, but actually in your future. The most scary thing in the world, listen to this, the most scariest thing in the world is to be in your future dealing with your past. That's the most scariest thing to do, to have people in your past while you're living in your future. Your future is before you, but your past is living with you. You're living in your future, but you're really in your past. God has transcended you in one location, but your past is visiting you in your now. You can't even move past the timetable that you're in because you're too busy in a disabled state of the cerebellum organ that is controlling every part of your life, through what? Sensory peripheral. So your motor movement cannot move and shift. Why? Because you're still living in an abandoned state of mind. The great that is all over you and where you're supposed to be is not determined by a system that rules and reigns the economic climate. You have to move out of that place. Several months ago, I believe it was in the series that I called, I ministered to, it's time to graduate. I did the series, one of the messages called The Place Called Stuck. And I really broke it down, The Place Called Stuck. We have CDs at our church called The Place Called Stuck. It really blessed so many people in The Place Called Stuck. God is trying to bring you out of that place and to bring you to the understanding exactly the details of the timing of God. God is trying to move you to a place so greater than you ever been. I'm telling you, to bring you in the place so greater than you ever been. You're carrying trillions of cells within you, renewed, regenerated, and you're moving in all of this greatness, and you have it over you. But your esteem of your past is playing the trajectory of your future. People like Daniel, the juggler is a spirit that wants to get the part of your body that long for things, the juggler. The juggler operates in the area of our brain that desire to be pulled out. So he juggles you around, and it schedules you and pull you and juggle you, and it throws you off of your entire destiny and your assignment, and you go on a roller coaster ride by the juggler. And then the juggler, once he's done juggling you, what he does, the spirit of the juggler opens you up to chaotic events in your life. And the juggler throws you off a spiritual dimension of where God wanted to take you. The juggler used trickery to move you. And so you have to catch back up to all of the things that God told you, where the juggler juggled you out of the presence of what he offered you. God told you, the juggler offered you. He never fulfilled it because he's a juggler. That's his job. And all of those things move you out of position. Some of you, this is a critical window that you're in this timetable of the moving, in the timetable of the wind. Have you been there waiting for the promises of the juggler, and you've been juggled around? Timing is how the juggler plays. Kairos is how God released. He's moving in that area. And some people, the pattern in you is a pattern in you. Jeremiah 1:4. Jeremiah, I knew you before I formed you. That's a pattern. God had a pattern for Jeremiah. I knew you before I formed you in the belly. There's a pattern. The pattern must connect to patience. Pattern connects to patience. Pattern is the official document that connects to patience, the official word. Faith cometh by hearing the pattern, the official word. The official word is the promises of God. Faith cometh by the pattern. Patience receives the promise. Waiting patiently, receiving the promises of God, opens you up to the greater of where you're going to go. Had you been patient for the pattern, destiny would not be dealing with damage, trying to get back to the perfect place. You have to understand, some of you are praying for stuff that are praying on you. Why would you pray for something that's P-E-R-Y in your life? A pray you're praying for. God, I want you to change the pray. The pray don't change. It's like a pedophile. A pedophile love little children. That's what they do. You have to understand, don't keep making your, how can I put this? You call them the protector, but they're not the protector, they're the predator. You want the predator to be your protector. God want to protect you from the predator. We have to move from those things today. Stop seeking what flesh wanted and seek what spirit needs. Because in this timing that you're in, everything is coming back together. The alignment. Your body is a motion to the detector of the earth man. Everything is coming totally together for the plan, the strategy of the kingdom of God. You must postured ready for what's about to happen in the land. I hope today what I shared with you will open you up to what's getting ready to manifest about this time tomorrow. You must be ready for what is here today. He says to you, God went into the spirit realm and he brought yesterday, today, and he took tomorrow and ended it yesterday. The power of God. If the Lord said he's going to do it, you can count on it. He doesn't give you the exact hour, second, or minute. He gives you the power to know about this time. It will happen, and it's going to do it exactly in detail for your life. Your miracle is in your Kairos. That's the right now of the Lord. You've been crying, weeping, wondering, anticipating, looking for something to happen. No, you have to move what's delaying out of the sensory peripheral of where you're going, view of you. So the power of God will manifest in you. The timing of the Lord will manifest in you. When things transpired over the last several weeks around me, I was not moved by it. Why? Because those were not my controlling elements. You have to move in the power of where you are at. Prophetic people, you're not normal. You don't live in the norm. So when the world said this is the new norm, and people said this is the new normal, well, I've never been normal anyway. So when the new normal came, it was really for those elite people who are never normal anyhow. Those people are never normal, because anytime you invest in a genocide of human life, you know what goes around comes around. I'm going to end on this one. I want many of you to hear this, and the millions and millions that are watching behind the scene hear me today. Many of you today, what you're going to watch is this. God is visiting the iniquities of the sins of those fathers, the very people that have plagiarized this earth realm from Vatican City, royal family, a high-ranking other kings and high-ranking family of the world. The visitation that's going to hit them in the 31st, 2024, would be one of the greatest dispensation of watching the rise and fall of the enemies. If you ever saw the kings in Old Testament, look at what happened to their son. Look at what happened to their throne. Look at what happened to their kingdom. The iniquities of the fathers will be visited. That's why they're gunning with everything in their power in this dispensation to do what they're doing. That window is small, men and women of God. And God is visiting them. You have to know that what you're about to see is a historical visitation. The Catholic Church, the royal family, the high-ranking political governmental leadership, all are in the season of the visitation. when former Secretary of State Henry Kissinger passed away at 100 years of age, that was also an encrypted code as well. He was from Germany. You're watching an historical marker of the 70s, Jimmy Carter, wife passed, who was a first lady in the 70s and 96. You're watching the transition of a visitation and a mark that's getting ready to shake up those families. They know it. From the Gates, Rockefeller, J.P. Morgan family, Rothschild, and the list goes on. The royal family, and the list goes on. It's huge. And many who came under that umbrella know the timing is now. So for some of us, the set time is now. We're watching the timetable. All of this, all of the things that the enemy thought he was able to do in this window will not happen. That's why you're seeing an emergence of people being attacked. Where's all this coughing coming from? What's all this issue coming in people's bodies? All of a sudden, in this window that we're in, since when? December 15th, all of this stuff in your body, all this stuff in your eyes and things. Some of you, since when do we have fog like it is in this region like this? When the last time we had a big fog, like this fog all over the place? You follow what I'm saying? The climatic shift. Fog. Look at the fog. London fog. Look at how things are changing the atmosphere. God is sending an atmospheric shift so we can breathe the air. You follow what I'm saying? Everything is projected in the timing. Some of you were supposed to be in 8 feet of snow, 6 feet of snow, 12 inches of snow. We're in an unpredictable global climate right now. It's unpredictable. Those who have been left out, hear me, you're about to rise up. You're about to get the goods that you never thought you could have. The enemies are fleeing because they hear the sound. The sound is changing the projectile of the body. People are running for their life when they're really running from their blessings. That's the enemy. That's what he did for the enemy. The enemies ran from their blessing. They were supposed to be going after the Sumerian people. When they heard the sound of the prophet, he took jurisdiction over them. The spoils will be released, men and women of God. You will know that spoils will be released from all around the world. Everything that's a spoil will be released. Spoils will be released. Everything you need will be released. They're going to be released. The money, the financial portal, what's been held on to,